Morse, John F. Loma Linda, California. August 24, 1905. Dr. John F. Morse. Dear brother, I write to invite you to connect with our sanitarium work in Southern California. We now have three sanitariums in this southern part of the state. Loma Linda, the one most recently purchased, is the most desirable place I have ever seen for a sanitarium. We realize that the Lord has been very gracious to us in opening the way for us to secure this plant, which was originally constructed as a sanitarium. Upon this property, there has been made an investment of about $150,000. Several months ago, our brethren spoke to me of the place as a beautiful location with grand buildings, but they supposed that it would be valued so high that we could not possibly secure it. Until I saw Loma Linda, I could not feel that I had seen a place that seemed in every respect to correspond with the representations I had seen of what a sanitarium should be. I had been instructed to say to our brethren that we should have a sanitarium situated near Redlands and Riverside. This institution is about 5 miles from Redlands and 12 from Riverside. But I had no idea that we would be able to purchase Loma Linda, though we had heard that the owners were very anxious to sell the property. While I was at Tacoma Park attending the general conference, I received a letter from Brother Burden describing the property at Loma Linda and informing me that the place was offered for sale for $40,000. There were others who desired to secure the property, but we were given an option till the brethren could communicate with us. The description given by Brother Burden answered in every respect to that of places that I had been instructed would be offered far below their original cost. This letter from Brother Burden I received one Friday afternoon. I asked W.C. White to telegraph immediately to Brother Burden that he should, by all means, secure the property. Some of our brethren connected with the conference advised otherwise, fearing that the conference would be more deeply involved in debt. But I followed my telegram with a letter, saying distinctly that the place should be purchased without delay. I considered that the advantages of this location authorized me to speak positively regarding this matter. I said, "There is sufficient money in the hands of God's people, and if we seek the Lord, He will make their hearts willing to help in this time of need." After writing to Brother Burden, the uncertainty so affected me that for several nights I was unable to sleep. I lifted my heart to God in prayer. With great anxiety I waited, till at last word came that a deposit of $1,000 had been made, and the way was open for us to secure the place. We now have possession of this valuable property. All the negotiations have been pleasant and agreeable. Brother Burden has been a man in the right place. The former owners have every confidence in him and seem pleased that we have purchased the place. We thank the Lord for this. We have just been attending the Los Angeles camp meeting, and before going home, I am spending a few days here and expect to stop for a few days at the Paradise Valley Sanitarium. Owing to a weakness in my hip, I was unable to go over the building when I was here last spring, but I could see something of the advantages of the place and the beauty of the 76 acres. There are many lovely pepper trees and other varieties of trees, the names of which I have not learned. Hundreds of happy birds sing in the branches. There is a large orchard set out to orange trees, grapefruit, plums, peaches, nectarines, lemons, pears, etc. In the cellar, I see a large quantity of jellies that have been put up. Shelf after shelf is laden with jars of rich fruit. The work of fruit canning is now going on, superintended by those who thoroughly understand the business. Some of the fruit will be sent to the sanitarium at San Diego. The buildings here are completely furnished with nearly every essential necessary to conduct a sanitarium. Every room is furnished with a bed and elegant and substantial furniture. The mattresses and pillows are excellent. The chairs are well selected. Many of them are very expensive. The buildings are lighted with electricity. The main building has 4 stories. Everything is in first-class condition. There are many articles of furniture that we could not have furnished if we had been fitting up the building. We thank the Lord for His providence that has brought us to this beautiful place. We have also a beautiful property near San Diego. We thank the Lord for such a beautiful location and such excellent buildings at so low a cost. We must put forth every effort to fulfill the purpose of God in this institution. Suitable bathrooms are needed there, and we are asking the people to help us in making the necessary additions.
We are to take advantage of every blessing within our reach. Above all things, let us seek for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ. The Apostle Paul, who had received abundant revelations from God, whose judgment had been formed under the special intuition of the Holy Spirit, says, "Yea, doubtless I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord." Philippians 3, verse 8. That knowledge we must impart to others. The knowledge of Jesus Christ is obtained through correct views of our Lord. Through the work of our sanitariums, the light of truth may shine forth to the world. To these institutions we may invite all classes of people, men and women of every denomination. We must have physicians who will reveal Christ in knowledge and in speech. We want well-qualified physicians who have a well-grounded hope in Jesus Christ. It is through the love of Christ that we receive spiritual food, that we may break the bread of life to others. His blessings, which have gladdened our hearts, are to be communicated to those who know not Christ. We must make every provision possible to lead others to become acquainted with the Savior. The highest and most noble work we can do in this world is to reflect the glory of God as seen in the face of Jesus Christ. Let Christ appear through those who love the truth. Let Him be seen as the desire of all ages. How can we prepare the way of the Lord? We will present our reasonable request that He may open the way before us. Then we will walk and work and act our faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Hebrews 11, verse 1. Christ is all and in all, and we need an increase of faith. Brother Morse, I feel impressed to ask you to come to California and connect with the sanitarium at Loma Linda. Your talent is needed here. If you but have faith in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, your health will improve physically and spiritually.